This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an enlightening message titled The Birth of Christ, sharing principles on how God begins a new thing as called from the story surrounding the birth of Christ as we gear up to enter a new year. Let's join in.
Today we are talking about the birth of Christ. Luke chapter 1 verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Here the Bible says that an angel appeared to Mary, and the angel said, Fear not, you have found favor with God. Sometimes when God selects you for a purpose, it's because you have found favor. Favor means something that you don't even deserve, but God has just decided to be kind to you or to show you favor. Then the angel said, you are about to have a child. Now, this Mary was about maybe 16, 17, or 18 years old. Very young girl, without a husband. Engaged, but not married. Then the angel said, you're going to have a child. And he says, when that child is born, he will be called Jesus. So it's describing the event around the birth of Christ. Verse 34, let's skip. Then Mary said, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Then the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. So the angel said to her, look, the Holy Ghost will come, and the power of God will come upon you. You know, as a Christian, you shouldn't pray for power. You should pray to know the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. So anytime the Holy Ghost comes, power is automatic. So the more we grow in our knowledge of the Holy Ghost, the more we grow or we experience the power of God. That's why it says, the Holy Ghost shall come. And it says, when he comes, the power is automatic. It said, the power of God shall overshadow you. Then he says, when that power comes, he says, that holy thing, which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God. Then he said, verse 36, behold thy cousin Elizabeth. She has also conceived a child in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. The angel said, look, I want to give you a testimony. That's why testimonies are important. So this is an angel sharing a testimony, not a human being. An angel sharing a testimony to Mary about what God has done for somebody else called Elizabeth. And the aim of the testimony was to kindle Mary's faith that God can do everything. Then verse 37, the angel said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then verse 38, Mary said, behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. So the title of my sermon is The Birth of Christ. Now, when we say birth, what does it mean? It means the beginning of something. It means the start of something. So when we say a child has been born, it means that a life has begun. If we say a business has been born, it means that a business has started. If we say a church has been born, it means that a church has started. So birth just means the beginning of something. So here the Bible tells us about how God begins things. It says the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. In other words, God wanted to come and save mankind. It was the plan of salvation. And the Bible discusses how this plan began. It began with the birth of somebody called Christ, that is Jesus. Now, I believe that we are getting to the beginning of a new year very soon. And I think what happens most of the time when there's going to be a new year is that people want to begin new things. Some people want to get married. Some people want to start a business. Some may want to write an exam. Some may want to know the Lord more. Some may want to travel. That's why on 31st, we have what we call New Year resolutions. And in these resolutions, people normally make plans of things they are going to begin. Somebody says that, this year, this is what I'm going to do, A, B, C, D. So we are beginning things. So I believe that as Christians, one thing that we should do is we should only begin things that Christ or God has begun. Because a Christian does not walk with ambition. A Christian walks with visions from God. When I say ambition, I mean something that you yourself want to do. Like, for example, when they were building the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11:4, they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, and let us make a name for ourselves." So I believe that before we even start a new year, we have to know that even if we want to start something or birth something, God himself births things and starts things. But it will be best for us if we can draw lessons from this Christmas story about how God begins new things, new businesses, new plans, new family, new church, new ministry, new financial breakthroughs, new promotion, writing new exam, new university, new school, how he goes about it. And I believe that their principles will help us, the principles of birth. So I want us to look at some of the things that happened. In Romans 15:4, the Bible says, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime or before time were written for our learning." In other words, we should study it. "That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." So I want us to analyze. When God wanted to bring salvation into the world, he wanted to bring Jesus into the world. How did he do it? How did he begin a new thing? I believe that the principles I'm going to share with you this morning, God will follow similar principles to begin a new thing in our lives. Number one, every birth or new thing that God would like to start in your life, it will start with a word from God. The word of God. God will speak to you by his word. Throughout scriptures, you can see this principle unfold. That anytime God wants to birth something or start something, he always starts with a word. So here in this story, God wanted to start a family. He was starting two things. He was starting a family. He was also starting a marriage. And he was also starting the plan of salvation. He was also starting a ministry. Because Jesus was going to start a ministry. Joseph and Mary were starting a family. And Jesus was also, it was also the unfolding of the start of salvation. So whether family, salvation, ministry, it was the beginning. But it started with a word from God. Very important. So I believe that as we get ready even to enter a new year, one of the things you must be praying and asking God for is a word for God. That's how God starts things. In Isaiah 46 verse 10, the Bible says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." God's nature doesn't change, but his ways change. Now, in this verse, the Bible tells us about the nature of God, how he starts things. Then he says that when he wants to start something, he starts with a declaration, a word. Declaring the word from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Then he says, if you look at God's history in ancient times, you realize that anytime he wants to start something, he starts with a word. And the word will be about something that does not exist. Then he said, after he starts with the word, the next thing that will happen is that Anything that is needed for that word to come to pass, God will supply it, because the power of God will be behind it. Verse 11, then he says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, and the man that executed his counsel from a far country. Then he says that when God starts something and he gives a word, look, all of creation will conspire to help you so that that word will come to pass. He said, even the birds of the air, he will call them. If birds are needed, he will call the birds to come and support. That's why it's very important to start things that God has directed us to start. Not only that, he says, he will also call men, the man that executes my counsel from a far country. In other words, when he gives a word, there are even human beings involved. And it doesn't matter whether they are in India, Pakistan, Japan, wherever. He will make these human beings come and help. It doesn't matter where they are. He will bring them from different countries. So he was talking about how God starts things. He always starts with a word, which is very true. In Isaiah 42 verse 9, you have a similar thing. Behold, the former things are come to pass. New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is God talking to Isaiah again. Then he said, Isaiah, think about the history of Israel. He said, the former things, everything that I said has come to pass. Then he said, before anything springs forth, be it a marriage, be it a business, be it your life, be it some plan, whatever it is. He said, before they spring forth, he said, I will first give a word. I will tell you of them. Now, if you consider it very carefully, so that's the nature of God. And his nature does not change. So I can say that even if I look at my own walk with God, I realize that it is true. He always starts with a word.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that when God wants to start something, it always begins with a word. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, my husband and I have been married for the past 3 years. We have been believing God for the fruit of the womb, but all to no avail. We ask you to pray for us. And after your prayer, to the glory of God, I am 6 weeks pregnant. God be praised. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any 3 books by Kakrabaden for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any 3 books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 2155, or send us an email on info@kakrabaden.org. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.